Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Nod your heads, everybody, because Black Suit's coming. It's bloody Mission Impossible. What? Men in Black. It's Men in Black 4 International.
Are you going to keep any of this in?
Is it going to be as smooth as silk? People aren't even going to notice the transition from
Crisp
rap,
as a wisp,
the rap
as you
I
say.
Did at the top, yes,
yep.
Into the correct name of the movie
well,
franchise.
You maintain Black Suit's coming. Nod Your Head is the superior Men in Black theme
yes.
song.
Yes. Some people say it's the Pitbull rap from part 3.
Uh-huh.
Nobody says that. Right. But you think it's one, right?
I kind of think it's one.
The traditional
yeah.
and the best. I think that has the best film clip because it's got the dancing alien.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because it was new and fresh and everyone got caught up and they've forgotten about
right. okay.
Men in Black 2,
you're
Nod Your Head.
By Men in Black 2, the hype had died down.
Yeah.
And what stood the test of time is the quality of the rap.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Is that what we're talking about now? What are we doing?
It is, sort of, because we're going to be talking about the Men in Black animated series that ran from 1997 to 2001 on Kids Warner Brothers.
That's 4 seasons.
It went as long as Batman Beyond.
And people love Batman Beyond.
That's right.
But who talks about Men in Black the series?
Not so much. Before we get stuck into this, where do you stand on the Men in Black series?
The animated series or
no,
the
no,
franchise
just
as a
franchise,
whole?
Yeah.
As a kid, when did it come out?
97.
I was still a kid. All right. I was just still a kid.
You'll count that.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I had I think there was a role-playing game.
Okay.
Of which I bought the source book but never played, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And
do you ever just thumb through that every
yeah,
now and then and go...
just thumb through for all the details, yeah.
Look at all these creatures.
Where is it, I wonder?
I don't know. I could be Agent M, you said.
Yeah.
But Agent M was going to be taken by Michael Jackson, if you remember, in Men in Black 2.
Wouldn't want to be him then.
Boo.
I had a reprint of the original ASL Malibu Marvel comic.
Yeah.
The 3-issue limited series, which came out pre-movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if the guy who created it originally got rich.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
We can find that out.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Yeah, sequels though. Because
yes.
I'm with you on the first one. What I like about the first one is it's got a kind of Ghostbusters, weird, creepy, kooky, kind of grimy, underground New York vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's not so much any
of that.
It becomes
very glossy.
Yeah.
And I like the fact, especially in the first one, that the car they drive is just like
some jalopy.
It's an old jalopy that has been retrofitted with, like, you know, rocket boosters and stuff like that.
Which is very kind of Ghostbusters as
yeah,
well,
for
I
sure.
guess. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
From onwards from then, it kind of becomes kind of toothless and...
a little bit, very glossy.
And very kind of samey. I think it could have benefited from better movies.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Bearing in mind, we haven't seen Men in Black International at this point, so we really don't know. But yeah, you did mention that it's based off the Malibu comics. Mm. And this animated series is set in a parallel reality to the movie universe, wherein Agent K didn't retire.
Because
it follows Agent K and Agent J. And the other thing is, in the episode The Star System, Syndrome, they're all called Syndrome. They've got Syndrome in the title.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line that says something like, "We've got Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones to play us in the movie versions or whatever."
Uh-huh.
So the Men in Black movies exist in canon in the Men in Black animated series as movies.
Huh.
There you go.
Kind of blows their cover though, doesn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because a lot of the adventures and things that happen in this are paralleled very much so in that movie.
And in real life.
And in real life, exactly. What do you think of this series though?
Oh, well, look, I had fond memories of it from back in the day, but I didn't really... I had a fond appreciation.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid. I had a fond, vague remembrance of the series as a whole, but I don't really remember any strong details. And I was thinking just before we watched some of these, bet these aren't going to be very good. They are kind of good. They're good.
Fun
they're
to
solid,
them, yeah.
They're solid.
Yeah.
They're very dense as episodes. Because we watched 4 in a row.
Yeah, we did the first 4. Yeah.
There's a lot to them. Like, it's kind of... they're not designed to be watched.
No, they're really not.
In a row.
And it's mostly, look, an alien comes down and it's after a thing and they got to stop it from getting the thing and then they shoot it. Yeah. That mostly happens.
Yeah. But they're very stylish,
yes.
I thought.
The animation here, it's a bit, it reminded me of, remember Aeon Flux?
Yeah.
Or Aeon Flux, however. Mm-hmm. Whatever people fucking pronounce it as, you're right. You're definitely right, whatever you think. Mm-hmm. But it's got
it's
that kind
Aaron
of...
Flux.
Thank you.
It's about the adventures of Aaron.
There's that kind of sloppiness to the animation.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit grimy and the characters are kind of ugly and like left of center. And I like that kind of look. It's not crisp and clean and all straight
lines.
Yeah,
right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oftentimes the background sort of fade to gray.
Yeah.
As the action takes place in the foreground. It's kind of a surreal, grim universe for a kid's cartoon. Maybe that's why it disappeared off the radar. Also, I don't think it ever got a DVD release.
No, people are still waiting on that. Right. Also, I just want to clarify, I was talking about Aeon Flux, the live action movie, just if people were wondering.
Sure. Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, Aaron was played by Charlize Theron. It was very confusing.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the series, there's a lot of stuff they carry over from the movies, like transforming car, Jay being thrown around by like a big arm. You get it.
Happens most episodes.
Most episodes. There's aliens hiding inside other aliens and so on and so forth. And disguised.
Well, exactly. We get the tiny little grey aliens walking around in kind of humanoid robotic exoskeletons kind of thing. We get a return of Tony Shalhoub.
Yes.
As Jeebs, who in the first movie at least, is the pawn shop owner who keeps getting his head shot off.
Yeah.
But he
only hangs around for like the first few episodes and they recast him. But yeah, that actually is Tony Shalhoub. Yeah.
Monk himself. Aaron Monk.
He probably went on to do Monk and so he had to leave. Or Galaxy Quest, which might have... Was that 99? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
They're always talking about a sequel, but Alan Rickman died. It's not happening. Mm. Also, isn't Tim Allen crazy now or something? I don't know. I haven't been keeping tabs on
Let's assume that everybody who took part in Galaxy Quest is dead or has gone crazy.
Okay, yeah. You're speaking of aliens.
Or doesn't do sequels, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Except when she does do sequels.
Occasionally Sigourney she does. Weaver. There's even an episode, you're talking about aliens inside of aliens. There's the alien inside of a man's head, like a robot, and then that alien opens up and there's an even tinier alien inside that one. There are some surprises in this animation which kind of went, oh, that's a bit clever. Like the very first opening scene, the first episode, there's a cat in the tree and they're like, well, we got to retrieve that alien from, you know, from up there. Mm-hmm. And you think it's the cat.
Yes.
And the cat's a normal cat and the tree's an alien. Yeah, it's like things like that. I'm like, okay, that's a little bit fun. Mm. I see what you're doing there. This was done by Adelaide Productions. You familiar with them?
Not at all.
Okay, here we go. Here's some things that you may or may not remember.
Okay.
They did the Jumanji animated series.
Huh, didn't say it.
Extreme Ghostbusters.
Now I remember Extreme Ghostbusters.
There you go. We talked about this recently. Godzilla the series.
So this is these were both created by Richard Reynes, who is a long-time Simpsons producer. He's produced something like 600 episodes of The Simpsons.
Thanks a lot.
Some of the good ones,
all
right?
Some of the good ones, Max Steel.
Mm.
Fan of that?
Nope.
I barely remember that. Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jackie Chan Adventures.
I'd imagine you lose some of the pizzazz of Jackie Chan when you take the physicality completely out of it and make him animated.
No, what they do is they got Jackie Chan in a studio.
They broke both his arms.
They got him to do some jumps and such, and then they animated over the top. So if he couldn't leap that dragon... Mm. They wouldn't put it in.
Rotoscoped.
They rotoscoped.
Okay, fair enough. The Boondocks, which is incredibly popular, and Spider-Man, the new animated series, which one of those early 3D, well, it's not really early, it was like 2009 3D shows. Mm.
When I was a kid.
Back when you were a kid, yeah, that people kind of fondly-ish remember, but they haven't made anything new since like 2009. Though technically they still exist, like the Men in Black.
Oh, do you think they're secretly doing animation for the underground that we don't know about? They're protecting the earth from bad animation. Every 6 months they produce a new series and go, this is bad. Humanity's not ready for this.
Absolutely. Now, we didn't get up to this episode, but we're talking about returning actors. And there's another returning actor, Vinnie D'Onofrio.
Oh, my goodness.
He played Edgar the Bug in The First Man in Black, cockroach inside of a
But he
human
done
skin.
Exploded
he
at
did
the done end
explode.
Of the first
he
one.
Did. You're absolutely right. Even though this is a parallel universe, but even in this universe, he exploded.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody must have seen it and written a script. That's what must have happened.
So somebody.
How do you guess that?
So somebody shadowed the real Men in Black for the entirety of the events of the first movie and then wrote a movie about it.
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
But he returns as Edgar's brother.
Right.
So there you go. Okay. And apparently he voices like another character or a king or something like that.
I don't know.
We only did four. What do you want?
Come on.
We didn't watch 53. So episode 4 introduces Agent A or Alpha.
Mm.
And this is where things kind of started to get interesting for me.
Because this is like, he's one of the original Men in Black.
The founders.
The founders, but he's gone bad.
Yeah.
That's a fun little twist.
Well, because I was reading up on this, and he pops up a number of times throughout the season. And there's a two-part finale. Is him and them finally defeating Alpha, and he's got all the augmentations of various other aliens. And he's also played by bloody Billy Zane's bodyguard from Titanic. Or the scientist from Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. Whatever you want to call him. David Warner. Is this the kind of thing that you would go back to and go, I want to see what else? I want to know the point when Tony Shalhoub leaves the series.
I kind of enjoy the fact that this is a show with continuity to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of Monster of the Week-ish. But for a kid's cartoon, having any more than that is actually kind of amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I probably would, yeah.
The alphabet got me going, okay, well, that's interesting, because you learn a little bit more about the Tommy Lee Jones's character's backstory. Because they kind of lean away from that a lot in the first few episodes, like learning more about that when he's not just some robot sitting next to, you know, the Will Smith character time. You know, I found that a bit more interesting. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's got some really interesting design. Some aliens are just like big slug monsters or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, like the ones in the first episode that are coming after Agent J, they're just kind of big generic slug monsters. Uh-huh,
yeah.
But then in episode, I think it's 3 or 2, there's an alien bounty hunter and it's got the backwards legs and it's running about, and that one I quite like. And they expand on characters which hadn't been done at this point, like the pug. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Frank the Pug.
Frank the Pug. And, you know, the aliens that drink coffee.
The coffee aliens.
Though the worms, I think they're called. But they smoke cigarettes, don't they, in the movies?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
They edited out that element of it.
In this, they do heroin.
But there's also new elements which I quite liked, like the quick clones, where you can do like a 5-minute clone of yourself.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That has your memories, I assume, and things like that. But yeah, look, I don't know whether I'm going to rush back to watch any of this ever. But I'd seen a little bit of it at the time and I really enjoyed it because it kind of played on and off for maybe 3 weeks in Australia.
Yeah, right.
But it's not
probably
terrible.
Probably on Cheese TV.
Probably on Cheese TV. But yeah, I didn't think it was terrible by any stretch. And at 53 episodes, Mason, it's a bloody breeze. You could cruise through it.
You could knock it off in a long weekend.
That's
you know?
Right, yeah. This will make you happy. In 2002, the series actually won a daytime Emmy for outstanding sound editing.
Ooh.
So it's not without its rewards and compensations.
I noticed that. It had a rich timbre to it.
Yeah, sure.
As I was watching it through a tinny iPad speaker, I'm like, very nice.
Very nice, yeah. Also, I like the closing credits. It's like
because they've got the Men in Black instrumental at the top.
And then it's not like all their adventures and jumping about and shooting all their different guns. It's just a series of mugshots of aliens, which I enjoy quite
Some
a lot.
Some of whom are going to jail for crimes they didn't commit.
Mm. There's a lot of that, though, isn't there? They don't really touch on some aliens are good. It's mostly like they're mostly bad.
Yeah,
right. Or pawn shop dealers that like deal in nuclear weapons and shit like that.
Yeah, right,
yeah. They kind of step aside from the immigration kind of allegory, which the movies are known for. Of the movies are known for. Which at least one of the movies is known for.
Yeah, it's mostly just like, if you're coming to Earth, you're going to do crime. Mm. Why else would you do crime?
And we'll shoot you.
Yeah. I think maybe there's some sort of alien tourist board out in the galaxy that's like, hey, you want to do some crimes? Come to Earth. It's great for crimes.
They might shoot you, but they probably won't.
There's
only a couple of them.
They're very small.
Yeah, that's right.
They're very small and fragile. Just come back and do crimes.
They can't have any more agents than letters in the alphabet, so there can't be that many, are there?
Absolutely. And they've only got 26. It's very embarrassing for Earth people, so.
Exactly, because there's no agent M1
that's
or
true.
M2.
That
know
we know
mean?
About. That's
yeah,
true.
That we know about, yeah. Mm-hmm. That means you and Michael Jackson both could have been agents if they didn't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so look, all in all, I think it's okay.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fun. It's got that nice continuing mythology that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I think the interaction between Jay and Kay in this is good.
Yeah, they mostly
they
got that,
they didn't.
Right?
They
yeah.
obviously didn't get Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. But
what?
They got some, that's correct.
But they got them for the movies in the show.
I know.
So they got them to voice them for the movie in the show, but they didn't get them from the actual show.
I'm sorry to disappoint you so close to the end of this video. But I think the actors that played him did
good. How did this
good.
Win an Emmy?
Sound editing. The Rich Timber.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's fine.
I thought their interactions were good. And we got, you know, I thought character designs were fun.
Yeah.
We got the bloody, it was a bloody, bloody ripper of a time.
Fantastico.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We actually do this every week. And also
we don't speak about Men in Black, the series, every week.
No, we switch it up. What's the hot movie? We loosely tie in a thing. Sometimes so loosely you wouldn't even believe it.
That's right.
We did that fucking Frank Sinatra movie once.
Let's do another. There's one more of those. I think we should do another one of those. I'm very excited to do it.
I hate those movies, though.
Yeah, I know.
They really hurt. But there's also videos here every Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Upcoming is, of course, an episode for Men in Black International, but we recently did one on Dark Phoenix. You want to know about that?
Well, we haven't recorded as of this recording. We haven't recorded that. Maybe we'll both get to the cinema and just go, can't do it.
Can't and won't.
Can't and won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. So come say hi.
Come say hi. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.